We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, precious viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10, KU band, Intelsat 10, C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10, C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 82 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Costa Rica, we have 2 new cable channels, in Buriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente, and in Zona Atlántica, Siquires, Batán and Pocora, Channel 59 on Cable Caribe. Our usual coverage continues.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe, in Ankh-Virang, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buer, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blundellsat. And in Edea, Channel 37 on Itablesemong Eserna.
In Brazil, in San Gonzalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV. In Bogotá, Colombia, in Beavista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estradita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Beavista. In Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia. And in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. and the Dominican Republic in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicana. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Holytel. And in Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapera Quay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Tomoa SAA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiala Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzong Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xia'i County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xia'i City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Duliu City on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Yuanchang Township on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hulst Province, Channel 21 on Han Aztec Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhanul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotol, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company. And in Senshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel. And in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Iran and Turkey enhance diplomatic relations. In animal news, Paula the canine improves the atmosphere of a classroom in Germany. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring the Association for the Advancement of the Arab Blind in Israel. Or listen more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 11th, one of the most influential botanists and nature conservationists of his time, Dr. Franklin Paring, is remembered. Born in 1927 in London, United Kingdom, he was the joint editor of the Atlas of the British Floral with Dr. Max Walters. It is considered among the greatest natural history books of the 20th century, recording about 1,700 species of flowers and ferns of Britain and Ireland. His work in the field helped lead to the Conservation of Wild Creatures and Plants Act in 1975. Through this measure, 21 rare wild flowers were safeguarded for the first time. Dr. Paring, known for his humor and enduring enthusiasm, was appointed Officer of the Order of the British Empire in 1988 for his contributions to nature conservation. May Dr. Franklin Paring's love of the Earth's fabulous flora remind us to appreciate the glories of this planet.
Fly-in news. Fatal flash floods in West Papua, Indonesia. Torrential rains in the eastern Indonesian province have resulted in sudden flash floods and landslides that have damaged thousands of buildings, bridges and roads in five villages. At least 148 people have lost their lives, with more than 100 people missing and 1,000 others who were injured as over 5,000 residents left their homes to stay in emergency shelters.
Expressing his concern, Indonesian President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono promised an investigation into claims of illegal logging that would have aggravated the floods by making the area more susceptible to landslides. Meanwhile, provincial relief teams have been dispatched and Navy personnel are reaching flood victims via air and sea, as efforts are also being made to restore power and provide clean water.
Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our association members please see if the government or relief agencies are in need of help, and to go, if possible, to aid families who have suffered loss and other vulnerable people. Expressing her condolences and prayers, she also said that emergency financial assistance is available.
Our thankfulness for the efforts of the Indonesian personnel in easing conditions for the flood afflicted, and also for Supreme Master Ching Hai's ever-ready concern. It saddens us to know of the lives lost, as we pray for the protection of the affected residents, and that our gentler stewardship brings greater stability for all inhabitants of the earth.
Mudslides strike northern Colombia. Not long after midnight, on Thursday, October 7, heavy rains caused two landslides in quick succession in the northern Colombian town of San Pablo de Borbo. At least six residents lost their lives as they were buried beneath the mud, including a married couple found by their neighbours. On the same day, in northeastern Santander department, 30 homes collapsed when the ground beneath them opened up following weeks of torrential rains. With officials calling the situation desperate, at least 150 other residents in Molagavita municipality had to flee as more houses were threatened. A section of a nearby highway was also washed away. Santander Governor Horacio Serpa stated that an emergency management committee meeting would be held to assess the situation.
Conveying her condolences and prayers, Supreme Master Ching Hai asked that our nearby association members please check with government officials to find out if help is required, and to go, if possible, to offer assistance to the bereaved and others most affected. She also said that funds are available for urgent needs. We are grateful for the safety measures of the regional officials and for Supreme Master Ching Hai's heartfelt concern, as we also send our sympathies to those who lost loved ones. May such disasters be eased as humanity strives for greater kindness toward all beings.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Rescue tunnel reaches Chilean miners. Sirens and bells rang out on Friday, October 8th, as rescue workers drilled an opening that successfully reached the 33 miners staying 624 meters below the surface in a collapsed mine for the past 2 months. Relatives and rescue workers hugged each other, with some excitedly waving Chilean flags at the prospect that the workers will likely arrive at the surface nearly 2 months ahead of the original December schedule. Gaston Henriquez, whose brother is in the mine, spoke through his tears as he said, "This is overwhelming. I can only imagine what my brother must be feeling down there."
Chile's Minister of Mining, Lawrence Goulburn, stated that the final stage of the rescue would commence this coming Wednesday, when reinforcement is completed and workers will begin to ascend through the drilled opening. The miners have spoken of the miracle of their survival, with two recounting that on August 5, the day the collapse occurred, they were driving at a depth of 500 metres underground when they encountered the unexpected sight of a white butterfly and slowed down their transport truck to look more closely. Although they still became trapped in the mine, this spared them from being in the same location as the massive collapse, which would have killed them. They thus credit the butterfly angel with saving their lives.
Our admiration and applause, rescue team members, Minister Goulburn, Chilean government, and all others who have been working tirelessly to ensure the rapid rescue of the 33 miners. We too look forward to their safe rescue and joyous reunion with eagerly awaiting loved ones.
Jackie Chan visits Mongolia for charity mission. The multi-award-winning Hong Kong actor and producer was greeted enthusiastically by children and adults alike as he arrived in the capital Ulaanbaatar and then attended a press conference where he spoke of the importance of everyone doing what they can to make the world a more harmonious place.
Instead, hate each other. Why we are not love each other? Why there's so many disaster, war going on, fighting going on? So this is why I travel Vietnam, Cambodia, Indonesia to talk about peace. Yeah, I really like peace. I hope the whole world, everybody love each other. Then we have a better life, better world. Yeah, better everything.
The action star went on to meet 500 children at Ulaanbaatar Central Sports Palace, where he ran with them to Sukhbaatar Square in encouragement of exercise and healthy living. He also visited an orphanage, bringing special gifts to the children there. Later, in addition to offering his personal belongings for an auction at the Jackie Chan charity banquet, Jackie Chan made a donation of $100,000 to help less fortunate Mongolian people. He also conveyed his honor upon hearing from the Ulaanbaatar mayor, Tudevin Bilay, that he would be presented with a miniature version of a life-size statue that is being created in his honor, as well as being bestowed the distinction of being an honorary citizen of Ulaanbaatar.
Our appreciative salute, Jackie Chan, and heaven bless your thoughtful benevolence as we join in accolades for your deserved recognition. Your shining star of heartfelt generosity surely inspires us all toward fostering a kinder, more peaceful world.
Poland seeks to prohibit designer drugs. With these so-called legal substances being linked to several fatalities in recent months, a new legislation set in motion by Prime Minister Donald Tusk has passed Poland's parliament and is awaiting approval from the Senate and President. Once enacted, the measure will ban production and distribution of psychoactive substances that produce similar highs to illegal drugs. Violators who make and distribute these so-called designer drugs would face steep fines and even imprisonment if they are found to have placed the health of youths at risk. Police have been going to designer drug shops, with more than half of the 1,800 visited thus far being closed down. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Tusk is urging further protection of young people through a European Union-wide ban on the drugs. Our sincere appreciation, Prime Minister Tusk, parliamentarians and Poland for your actions to safeguard especially youth from these harmful substances. May legislation pass swiftly in your country and throughout the world that brings the freedom and security of intoxicant-free living to all societies.
Some of the tragic tolls of addictive drug abuse.
Over 200,000 deaths each year. Cost of $181 billion each year in the United States. $33 billion in the UK. Lifetime cost of current drug addiction amounts to $575 billion in the UK. Over 100 British children each week call a hotline to express concern about their parents' drug and alcohol use.
Harmful effects: brain damage, stroke, heart disease, liver disease, tuberculosis, emphysema, cancer, depression, suicide, permanent memory loss, mental illness, higher infant mortality, increased crime and violence, impotence.
Crime and violence. Illegal drugs are a factor in 50% of burglaries in the United Kingdom each year. In the US, 60% of people arrested each year have been taking illegal drugs. 650 heroin addicts in the US committed 70,000 crimes in a 3-month period.
Social costs. U.S. businesses lose $100 billion per year due to employees' drug and alcohol abuse. Australians pay $53 billion per year for health care, law enforcement, and lost productivity of drug users.
Environmental costs. Every gram of cocaine produced destroys 4.4 square meters of rainforest, with 300,000 hectares of rainforest lost each year to cocaine production.
Death. 52 people die each day due to drugs in the U.S. In Canada, substance abuse is attributed to 21% of total deaths and 23% of potential life years lost due to early mortalities.
Plus more. For help quitting, please visit... For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Capsized ferry passengers rescued in Myanmar, also known as Burma. On Wednesday, October 6, a ferry boat transporting school children and their teachers in Labuta Township of Myanmar's Irrawaddy Delta region encountered heavy rain and overturned when it was hit by a strong wave. Boatmen, government agencies, and members of non-governmental organizations in the vicinity rushed to the area immediately and were able to rescue 57 people on board. Sadly, 19 could not be saved, most of whom were children under 15, and three others are still missing. Our grateful thanks to all individuals and agencies for your valiant efforts that saved many lives, as we send our sincere sympathies to those who lost loved ones, wishing the families comfort of each other's care as those rescued cherish their moments with loved ones.
Traditional Cambodian scarf used to prevent malaria. When a new type of treatment-resistant malaria recently emerged in an agricultural region near Cambodia's border with Thailand, the international charity Malaria Consortium had the idea to create traditional Khmer scarves, also known as chroma, that were treated with a long-lasting repellent to keep away mosquitoes bearing malaria.
Distributed especially to the region's migrant workers who were vulnerable to the disease, the chroma can also be used to safeguard from the weather and as hammocks for children. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization, or WHO, has been setting up centres and training villages in testing as well as administering medication for the disease to prevent its spread.
Our appreciation, Malaria Consortium, World Health Organization, and volunteer villagers for your diligent efforts to ensure the health of the Cambodian people. May such creative and caring measures maintain the vibrant well-being of children and adults alike.
Save Our Planet, UN final preparatory climate change conference held in China. With 3,000 representatives from 176 countries present, the fourth and final round of the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, or UNFCCC, meetings concluded in Tianjin, China on October 9.
With a draft decision text agreed upon that will be submitted to the upcoming Cancun, Mexico summit, UNFCCC Executive Secretary Cristiana Figueres noted that the delegates had been able to produce some measurable results in areas such as long-term finances to cope with climate change. Moreover, hosted country China's chief climate change negotiator, Su Wei, stated that the talks were successful in bringing views closer together and improving the understanding among parties.
This is South Lake International Club, Tianjin, China. The latest working meeting of UNFCCC is taking place right across the street. Here, over 40 non-governmental organizations organized a series of activities starting from September 30th to October 10th, themed Green China Race to the Future. The participants include nationwide organizations like Friends of Nature and Green River, as well as international groups like Greenpeace.
We hope that we urge that negotiator at Tianjin session and beyond to Cancun can get the sense of urgency and get the willingness of people and then make concrete progress and have concrete outcome in Cancun.
Concerned groups also expressed their support of a plant-based diet solution to climate change.
Yes, I feel that the meat industry makes a great contribution to greenhouse emissions, and that's something to be worried about.
If we can see more people showing the willingness of the vegetarian community in their transport, in their diet, and in their power usage, that will send a very strong signal to the decision maker, policy makers as well.
Supreme Master Television, Tianjin, China.
We thank the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, all delegates and concerned groups for your participation at this meeting. May such continued conscientious efforts bring about the critical measures needed to save the planet, especially through the adoption of the humane and eco-friendly animal-free lifestyle.
Speaking during a 2009 climate change video conference in Thailand, Supreme Master Ching Hai warned of the urgent predicament that the globe faces while asking that all leaders take the necessary initiatives to halt climate change.
I hope the government would please make it into law to forbid killing of animals, to forbid animal livestock raising. If they are truly the leaders that pledge to protect their people, to improve their country in many aspects, then this is the first step we have to do. Stop the meat industry, stop the fish industry, stop the dairy industry. Then our planet will be the way it was and even better. To save the planet, there's only one way to stop the cost, that is the animal industry. By all means, in all aspects, we have to do it. Spread information, encourage everyone, inform everyone to be vegan.
Save our planet. In an effort to save populations of wild Atlantic salmon threatened by global warming, fisheries in northern Scotland, UK, are establishing protected environments to help the fish survive through certain critical phases and then release them back to the rivers.
Save Our Planet is part of a national campaign to become carbon neutral by 2020 and to highlight the island's vulnerability to climate change. Maldivian President Mohamed Nasheed personally helps install the panels as he switches his official residence to sustainable solar power.
Hello, I'm Nimbo the Nubian Ibex. I'm vegan all the way, with a tip today to help your children improve their reading skills. You can have a daily family time in which everyone silently reads together for 15 to 30 minutes. Afterwards, it's a lot of fun sharing with each other about the fascinating things you have just read. Thanks so much for being veg and going green to save the planet. Thank you for tuning in. And now, for the weather around the globe.
In world news, Iran and Turkey enhance diplomatic relations. Iran's Islamic Ideology Dissemination Organization director, Hojat al-Islam Dr. Sayyid Mahdi Kamushi, proposed an exchange of religious delegations between the two countries. This occurred during a meeting in Ankara, Turkey, with Turkey's President of the Office of Religious Affairs, His Excellency Dr. Ali Barakulu. Our respectful thankfulness, Hojat al-Islam Dr. Sayyid Mahdi Kamushi, and Your Excellency Dr. Ali Barakulu, for your efforts at building friendship between your nations. May all countries nourish cooperation for a more peaceful and prosperous world.
In animal news, Paula the canine enhances a classroom's atmosphere. The friendly golden retriever has been accompanying her caregiver, teacher Miss Bettina Brecht, to her class for the last 5 years. The children help take care of Paula, making sure that her water bowl is full and that she's not disturbed when she is in her corner. Paula, in turn, brings the students their papers and interacts with them. Ms. Breck stated that Paula's presence encourages a more relaxed interaction between teacher and students and helps the youngsters increase their self-confidence. Bravo, beautiful Paula, on being a wonderful assistant. May you and your caregiver, Ms. Bettina Brecht, have many more joyous years to continue enriching the learning experiences and lives of eager students. Ahead on Noteworthy News is the series of Shining World Leadership presenting the Association for the Advancement of the Arab Blind in Israel, which works to empower the visually impaired. We'll just give the dog a quick massage and we'll be right back. Please stay tuned for more peace-filled news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, gracious news for an affable world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on a non-profit which is helping to change the attitude of Arab Israeli citizens towards the visually impaired.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
The Association for the Advancement of the Arab Blind in Israel, or Al-Manara, is dedicated to the empowerment of the over 5,700 Arab Israelis with visual disabilities. Al-Manara, which means lighthouse in Arabic, was founded in 2005. The nonprofit operates a multi-center for the blind in Nazareth.
Workshops and seminars are held in the meeting hall of the center, also a specially adapted computer room, a braille printing machine, and a recording studio serve a number of Arab towns and villages in the area. A magazine, Monrat, is printed twice yearly in Arabic, Braille, and with an audio version. In addition, groups of visually impaired individuals of various villages are encouraged to meet together to support each other in meaningful ways.
Another aspect of Al-Manara's work is to assist society members to realize the very significant and unique contributions that visually impaired or blind people can offer. During 2008 to 2009, approximately 80 seminars were conducted for school students to promote greater understanding of the life challenges of blind people. Our heartfelt appreciation, Association for the Advancement of the Arab Blind in Israel, for your devoted efforts on behalf of our Arab Israeli brethren. May your laudable endeavors help many precious individuals to thrive in fulfillment, guided by Allah's benevolent love and light.
Please join us for a joke told in Maori, a language spoken by indigenous people in New Zealand. It is entitled New Baby.
Kokoronga wahine ki te whare kai, e kōrero ana ki a rāua, ka pātai atu te tehi ki te tehi. E pēwhea na ngā āhuatanga, ki a koe ki tō whānuhuki I te mea kua whiwhi pēpē anō koe. E te tero ana ahau ki a koe, kua tino ngenge tō āhua ara kua pau tō hau, te whakautu atana hoa. Ai, kua tino keno taku ngenge I te mahinga ka mutu, ka hoki mai ki te kāinga, he tiaki I taku pepe, he tunu kai, he whakateketeka I taku whare, e hara ana ke I tērā, kā reau e wārea e te moe, nā te mea he kōrero moe tonu taku hoa tāne I ngā pō, i apō I ngā wā katoa. Ka ki atu tano hua, pēnei tonu te moe a taku tāne I te moe a te pēpē. Te whakahutu a tano hua, e whakaohongia ana koe e tō tāne e rua haora e tangi ana, ne?
And now for our viewers' hotline about another joke of the day.
Ha 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 ha! Oh, this joke is really funny. I just imagined the picture. The ladies enjoying the chocolate around the almond with their false teeth and then giving them to the driver. Oh, it looked like a normal joke until I read the last lines. It could not be funnier. I laughed a lot. Thank you, Supreme Master Qinghai, for entertaining us with your light-hearted, super funny humor. Gustavo from São Paulo, Brazil.
Hi, Gustavo. Nice to hear from you. Supreme Master Qinghai has a reply for you.
Jovial Gustavo, I'm happy that those cute ladies gave you a good laugh. Go ahead. Laughter is good for health. God bless you, and I love Brazil. Love, love, Qinghai.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May the Celestial Symphony open your heart to eternal bliss and joy. Wishing you a wonderful week.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Foreign ministry delegates from Russia and Japan affirmed their country's willingness to continue diplomatic negotiations over a long-standing territory issue involving four islands to achieve peaceful resolution.
British construction equipment manufacturing company JCB Sales Limited donates two backhoe loaders along with accessories to help with Pakistan's post-flood relief efforts.
Award-winning Hollywood actor and film producer Leonardo DiCaprio launches the International Fund for Animal Welfare's annual Animal Action Week, with a special focus this year on preserving tigers from extinction.
A UK-based agricultural business withdraws from plans to open an 8,100-cow dairy in Lincolnshire, UK, after public concerns regarding animal welfare and environmental pollution were raised.
Thailand's border military pledges to work toward enhanced relations with Cambodia, announcing that a special session of the Regional Border Committee has been scheduled.
The 33rd International Book Fair is held in Montevideo, Uruguay, with over 60 exhibits from international publishing houses amidst a colourful program that includes roundtable discussions and the launching of several books.
A team of European Union experts are arriving in Hungary to offer their assistance in containing the effects of a recent toxic spill.
Model and former Miss Panama, Patricia De Leon, appears in new ad by animal welfare organisation People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, calling for an end to the inhumane and cruel practice of bullfighting.
To help preserve the advancement of Israeli and Palestinian peace talks, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon calls on Israel to restore her moratorium on construction in the Palestinian West Bank.
The Grow Food, Grow Hope project, initiated at Wilmington College in Ohio, USA, provides 40 plots of land for less fortunate local families who supplement their nutrition and reap the rewards of success by growing abundant fresh vegetables and herbs.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.